display across the workshop floor. The room filled with sharp crackling and popping sounds as the bone tar spread across the warm stone floor and started to boil. Long ago, the clever person who designed the fishery placed about 2 dozen drains in the workshop to help with cleaning and managing spills. What's more, the workshop's stone floor rose and fell in a gentle pattern of peaks and troughs to guide the spills toward those drains. That meant as soon as the container shattered, the wide spill of oily liquid began to run off in 2 different directions, heading for 2 different drains. At the same time, it continued to boil, forming thick, low clouds, dark as tar, caustic and ready to burst into flame. Trapped between these 2 spreading arms of dark fog was Fela, who had been working by herself at an out-of-the-way table in the corner of the shop. She stood, her mouth half open in shock. She was dressed practically for work in the shop, light trousers and a gauzy linen shirt cuffed at the elbow. Her long dark hair was pulled back into a tail, but still hung down to nearly the small of her back. She would burn like a torch. The room began to fill with frantic noise as people realized what was happening. They shouted orders or simply yelled in panic. They dropped tools and knocked over half-finished projects as they scrambled around. Fela hadn't screamed or called for help, which meant no one but me had noticed the danger she was in. If Kilvin's demonstration was any indication, I guessed the whole shop could be a sea of flame and caustic fog in less than a minute. There wasn't any time. I glanced at the scattered projects on the nearby work table, looking for anything that could be of some help, but there was nothing. A jumble of basalt blocks, spools of copper wire, a half-inscribed hemisphere of glass that was probably destined to become one of Kilvin's lamps. And as easy as that, I knew what I had to do. I grabbed the glass hemisphere and dashed it against one of the basalt blocks. It shattered, and I was left with a thin, curved shard of broken glass about the size of my palm. With my other hand, I grabbed my cloak from the table and strode past the fume hood. I pressed my thumb against the edge of the piece of glass and felt an unpleasant tugging sensation, followed by a sharp pain. Knowing I'd drawn blood, I speared my thumb across the glass and spoke a binding. As I came to stand in front of the drench, I dropped the glass to the floor, concentrated, and stepped down hard, crushing it with my heel. Cold, unlike anything I'd ever felt, stabbed into me. Not the simple cold you feel in your skin and limbs on a winter day. It hit my body like a clap of thunder. I felt it in my tongue and lungs and liver. But I got what I wanted. The twice-tough glass of the drench spider-webbed into 1,000 fractures, and I closed my eyes just as it burst. 500 gallons of water struck me like a great fist, knocking me back a step and soaking me through to the skin. Then I was off, running between the tables. Quick as I wasn't quick enough. There was a blinding crimson flare from the corner of the workshop as the fog began to catch fire, sending up strangely angular tongues of violent red flame. The fire would heat the rest of the tar, causing it to boil more quickly. This would make more fog, more fire, and more heat. As I ran, the fire spread. It followed the 2 trails the bone tar made as it ran towards the drains. The flames shot up with startling ferocity, sending up 2 curtains of fire, effectively cutting off the far corner of the shop. The flames were already as tall as me and growing. Fela had worked her way out from behind the workbench and hurried along the wall towards one of the floor drains. Since the bone tar was pouring down the grate, there was a gap close to the wall clear of flame or fog. Fela was just about to sprint past when dark fog began to boil up out of the grate. She gave a short, startled shriek as she backed away. The fog was burning even as it boiled up, engulfing everything in a roiling pool of flame. I finally made my way past the last table. Without slowing, I held my breath, closed my eyes, and jumped over the fog, not wanting to let the horrible corrosive stuff touch my legs. I felt a brief, intense flash of heat on my hands and face, but my wet clothing kept me from being burned or catching fire. Since my eyes were closed, I landed awkwardly, banging my hip against the stone top of a work table. I ignored it and ran to Fela. She had been backing away from the fire towards the outer wall.